2 minutes on. I'll tell you both. Good evening and welcome to Know Your Government, presented in the public interest by the Fetzer Broadcasting Company. Tonight by tape recording, a discussion with Kalamazoo attorney Justin Brocato and State Representative Wade Van Valkenburg. The discussion topic, the recently proposed and enacted tax increase of 1.5 cents per gallon on gasoline sold in Michigan. Representative Van Valkenburg, would you start out this discussion by giving us a brief history of the gasoline tax increase and what purpose it is intended to serve?
The legislature of Michigan has been quite concerned with the question of roads, particularly since the end of hostilities after World War II. There's been a movement on to increase the gas tax since 1946. As a matter of fact, we passed an act in 1947 increasing the gas tax by 1 cent. This was vetoed by the governor at that time. It has been considered at various times since in various sessions. And finally, last year, 1951, we passed 1.5 cent gas tax, which is now in force and is being collected. That bill was vetoed by the governor, but was passed by the legislature over his veto by the Senate and by 4 Democrats in the House, joining the Republicans in order to override the veto and put it into law.
Well, Mr. Brocato, would you continue the discussion by telling us where the measure now stands and what the view of the CIO is on the controversial subject?
Well, of course, you know, the CIO has filed a petition for a referendum vote on the matter, and that matter is now in the Supreme Court, and no decision has yet been rendered. Of course, the CIO position on the matter seems to be, of course, that they're opposed to the gasoline tax because they feel that it's a consumer's tax and a tax which is unnecessary, and feeling upon their part that this matter can be handled through the general fund or through some other type of taxation. I believe that in this regard, this is pretty much the attitude of the governor on the matter, except that he has agreed at different times to go along on some form of a gas tax, but not 1.5 cent gas tax.
Well, where is the measure now? What is happening to it?
Well, tax is still in effect and is still in operation.
Well, hasn't there been some opposition? Has it been taken to one of the state courts?
Yes, it's now in the Supreme Court because the matter was brought there when the petitions were filed with the proper authorities, the Secretary of State, I believe, and then he refused to certify them. I believe I'm correct in saying that. And then a court action resulted as a result of that.
Well, we'll come back to you in just a moment, Mr. Brocato. Right now, I'd like to return to Representative Van Valkenburg. Would you tell us what the ideas were of the state legislature as they presented this plan and what the ideas of the Good Road Federation is or are on this?
Well, perhaps we'd better start with the Good Road Federation, as that was the basis for the action which the legislature took in regard to this particular bill. They carried on an exhaustive study, brought in several engineers, and they determined the need, or the highway need, in the state of Michigan after the end of the war. It was found that it would be absolutely impossible to secure materials and the labor to proceed with improvement of our good roads, and therefore they worked out what is known as a 15-year plan. Now, in order to carry out that 15-year plan, it was felt that at least an increase in the gas tax would have to be accomplished by 2 cents. However, the legislature did not go along with 5 cents gas tax and finally adjusted the matter at 4.5 cents, which is the amount now being collected, and I assume will be collected until the Supreme Court makes a decision one way or the other, as explained by Mr. Brocato.
Well, Mr. Brocato, would you give us your personal and the CIO views on this question?
Well, my personal position in regard to the gasoline tax and financing of road building generally is in accordance with that of Governor Williams. And with your permission, I should like to quote from a statement which was prepared by the governor's office.
Yes, go ahead.
From the very beginning, Governor Williams has been outspoken in his support of a state program for rebuilding and developing Michigan roads, both rural and urban. In 1949, upon publication of the Michigan Good Roads Federation report on highway needs in Michigan, the governor recommended and submitted to the legislature legislation to improve the method of distribution of highway funds and the administration of our state and local highway system. The governor repeated his request for development of a comprehensive highway program for Michigan in 1950. The governor has taken the position that the method of financing the construction of a road building program for the state should be considered along with the overall budget of the state, and that secondly, additional funds needed should be provided in an equitable manner. The governor recommended as one possible answer to the need for additional funds that the state enact a corporation profits tax and earmark a portion of it for highway construction purposes. This would recognize the fact that all of us in the state benefit to some degree from the availability of good, safe, and rapid transportation. When exception was taken to this proposal, the governor indicated his willingness to accept a 3/4 cent increase in the gasoline tax if the general fund deficit was met with a corporation profits tax. It was estimated that this 3/4 cents increase, plus reasonable truck taxes, would have made up a highway pool of about $120 million a year. That was the figure used by the highway commissioner as the amount of money necessary to carry out the Good Roads Federation program. The governor, on May 17, 1951, vetoed the gasoline tax increase of 1.5 cents a gallon, which was enacted by the legislature. The veto was on the grounds that this tax would raise more money than was necessary to carry out the Good Roads Federation program. He said at that time that at the most, no more than 1 cent a gallon increase was required to raise this sum. Since 1951, the returns from the gasoline tax have run in excess of that amount, estimated as necessary to carry out the Good Roads Federation program. As of now, it looks as if, for this year, for example, the gasoline tax will bring in $138 million instead of the $120 million originally anticipated as necessary to carry out the comprehensive road building program for the state.
Well, Mr. Brucato, if I might interrupt you a moment. Representative Van Valkenburg, the figure of $120 million seems to be prominent here as what it would require for the Good Roads Federation to carry out their program. Do you agree with that figure?
Not entirely, and neither does the Good Roads Federation, as that's based on the old costs of 1950, not on the added costs of 1951. The figures, I believe, that Mr. Brucato gave are substantially correct as to the amount which would be raised under the new system and under the old. I might say that in regard to this item that there are two schools of thought. Naturally, some wish to provide for new roads by taxation. Others feel that they should be paid for by the people who use them. I don't know whether you want to get into the distribution of the gas tax under the new system, but it is rather complicated, but we feel that the various needs will be taken care of pretty well by the new plan of distribution under the new act.
Speaking of distribution, before we get back to you, Mr. Brucato, would either one of you care to comment what effect the loss of the tax money would have at the local level, say here in Kalamazoo?
Well, I am not in a position to discuss that matter. Perhaps Mr. Van Valkenburg has some information on that.
Yes, it would be substantial loss. I cannot give you the exact figures, but it's very interesting to note that many of the people who oppose the increase in gas tax, particularly from the large cities, are now before the Supreme Court urging that they uphold the validity of the tax and prevent the question going to the people for a vote in November.
Well, I think at this point we have come to the conclusion that about $120 million would be needed to carry out the Good Roads Federation program to maintain highways. Our difference here seems to be in the method of collection. Standing on that point, I wonder if you would care to continue where we left off a moment ago, Mr. Brucato.
Well, yes, there's definitely, of course, a difference, I think, growing out of the difference in philosophy of taxation. The Democratic administration feels that we have too many taxes of the sort that the gasoline tax is representative of, and a feeling that we should have some other type of taxation to take care of it. And of course, as you know, the governor has suggested a corporation tax as the method of, the proper method of financing the deficit which is now occurring in our state budget.
Well, Mr. Van Valkenburg, do you think that would be the proper way to finance roads by a corporation tax?
Well, in order to give an answer which would be complete, it would probably take an hour. especially to go into all of the background of the corporation tax, and I feel that we don't have time to do that. However, I'd like to point this out. Michigan is a tourist state, and it is a general plan in almost all of the states where they have a large number of tourists to increase the gas tax. For example, the southern states run all the way from 5 to 9 cents, Louisiana, I believe, being 9 cents per gallon. That's true pretty much of the western states. And we have a large number of tourists who come to Michigan and use our highways, and therefore should be required to pay the tax for the use of the same. As a matter of fact, I had suggested a decrease in the weight tax in order to shove a greater burden onto the people who actually use the roads. Of course, to get into the corporation tax would mean changing our whole taxation philosophy. We hear a great deal about the corporation tax being used in other states, but they take away from the local units of government the matter of personal taxation and personal property and that sort of thing, and that would be a pretty hard thing to do in Michigan, particularly from the standpoint of our cities and local units of government.
Gentlemen, we have about 2 minutes remaining. I think we have come to the conclusion that Michigan roads do need financing, that they're over the next period of 15 years, about $120 million is going to be needed by the Good Roads Federation to maintain our highways. I wonder, in conclusion, Mr. Bricata, would you care to give us your idea of how this money should be raised?
Well, that's, of course, our feeling that this should not be raised by an increase in the gas tax, but that there should be a corporation levy, and that the payments for the difference in the amount needed between the amount raised by the 3-cent tax and the present amount needed should be taken from the general fund, a situation which has occurred in the past on several occasions.
Well, then, do you feel that the motorist who uses the highways, if there is any way of determining that, should be assessed a certain amount by paying the gasoline tax, or do you think then that it should come out of the general tax?
Well, I think that he does pay, of course, a considerable portion of it, because he pays, in addition to the federal tax, he pays also, in addition to state tax, he also pays a federal tax. And there is, of course, certain benefits derived from the use of the highways that all of us receive, regardless of whether we're persons who drive a car or not.
Good point. I was hoping you were going to bring that out. Representative Van Valkenburg, would you care to conclude in as to your method of collecting the money to maintain Michigan's highways?
Well, I maintain that it's better for the gas tax to be paid by the people who use the highways in order to secure adequate financing of our highway system in Michigan. Also, I doubt very much if enough money could be raised from a corporation tax to take care of the state deficit and the general fund and take care of the highways at the same time. As you know, we have a terrific deficit in Michigan, which has to be taken care of sooner or later.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. I'm certain that we haven't solved the problem. However, we don't intend to do that. All we want to do on this program is present the issues to the people. Well, thank you, State Representative Wade Van Valkenburg and Justin Brocato, for being with us tonight on Know Your Government. Next week, our subject will be utilities and planning in Kalamazoo, with 3 members of the Kalamazoo League of Women Voters as our guests. Frank Bennett speaking. Know Your Government has been presented, transcribed in the public interest by the Fetzer Broadcasting Company.